Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Crash at a rock quarry. I'm Ralph Fox.
A local union says security at Prince George's County Schools isn't tight enough. I'm Matt Koufax.
Finding candidates to be lifeguards in non-traditional areas. I'm Dan Roman.
Some say AI will hurt our humanity. One observer says that may have already happened. It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. We begin with a tense situation over the nation's capital. The Defense Department authorized fighter jets to fly at supersonic speeds, causing a sonic boom to intercept a plane in restricted airspace. There are no survivors. Correspondent David Martin tells us what happened.
The sonic boom was clearly heard and felt over the Washington area as F-16 jets scrambled to intercept a Cessna aircraft that had entered the airspace over the nation's capital. The North American Air Defense Command said the pilot of the small plane did not respond to attempts to contact him, which included the firing of flares to get his attention.
There is encouraging news in the fight against ovarian cancer at an international cancer conference. Our Linda Kenyon reports on a new drug combination.
Researchers in London say this new drug combination was almost twice as effective as a single drug treatment. They also found outcomes were even better in patients with a particular gene mutation, about 60%, although those without that mutation also had an encouraging response. All patients in the study had a certain form of ovarian cancer that tends to affect younger women.
People celebrating the life of a car accident victim are now mourning the death of a woman after a mass shooting in Chicago. Acting Deputy Police Chief Ednardo Gutierrez.
A large group of people were gathered to celebrate the life of a man who was killed in a car accident 4 years ago. A verbal altercation ensued, and then multiple offenders began to shoot.
Six others were hurt. So far, there are no arrests. Planning to get away this summer? Better budget and more money for gas. The BBC's Fiona McDonald explains why.
The oil cartel OPEC and its allies, including Russia, have announced that they will extend cuts in output into 2024. Oil producers are grappling with falling prices and high market volatility amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which has upended economies worldwide.
Also overseas, officials in India think they know what caused a catastrophic train collision that killed hundreds and injured hundreds more. Correspondent Jerika Duncan.
India's rail minister said it appears a malfunctioning signal is to blame for the country's worst train disaster in decades. It caused two passenger trains to change tracks and slam into a freight train. The trains were carrying more than 2,200 people. Nearly 300 of them were killed and nearly 1,000 were injured.
At least one entertainment union has reached a deal with Hollywood producers to avoid a strike. The Directors Guild of America's tentative agreement increases wages and streaming residuals and includes guardrails for the use of artificial intelligence. The Writers Guild of America strike is now in its fifth week. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
11:03, Sunday evening, June 4, 2023, 65 degrees, a lovely evening. Temps drifting into the lower and mid-50s overnight. Good evening, I'm Ian Crawford. The top local story we're following this hour. The North American Aerospace Defense Command confirms that F-16 fighter jets were sent aloft after reports of a Cessna business jet not responding to radio calls flew in restricted airspace over the district of Northern Virginia. It was around 3 o'clock this afternoon. NORAD says the planes were authorized to go supersonic when they took off from Joint Base Andrews, and that triggered a sonic boom heard and felt by people from Annapolis to Prince William County. The jets also deployed flares, which may have been seen by some folks to get the pilot's attention. Emergency management officials say there was no threat to the public. NORAD confirms the plane crashed into the George Washington National Forest in Virginia, roughly between Charlottesville and Lynchburg. Virginia State Police say first responders were able to reach the crash site on foot, but no survivors were found. No official word yet on how many people were aboard that jet. WTOP will continue to update the story. As we get more on it, so will you. But did you hear or feel that loud boom? Tell us about it on our talkback line at 844-282-1035.
It's 11:04. A crash in Frederick County leaves three dead and authorities looking for answers.
Just after 8:30 Sunday morning, the Frederick County Sheriff's Office received a call about a car down in the Union Bridge Quarry in Liberty Town. Spokesman Todd Weibel says car parts in the roadway tipped them off.
People who happened to be on the road saw some vehicle parts laying on the road, and they went over to the side of the quarry and realized that there was a vehicle down in the quarry, and that's how the call was made.
One woman found ejected from a 2022 Dodge Charger. A man and woman found dead inside the vehicle. The victims have been identified as 28-year-old Courtney Engelberger of Kemar, 65-year-old Robert Grossnickel of Woodsboro, and 23-year-old Rachel Willis of Dickerson. Weibel says he's never seen a crash like this, ever. An investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
It's 11:05. Howard County Police are investigating a fatal collision overnight in Glenwood, in which one person was killed. Around 1:45 this morning, a Harley-Davidson motorcycle was southbound on Route 97 near Roxbury Mill Road when it crossed into oncoming traffic while trying to pass another vehicle. The bike struck a Chevy Silverado pickup head-on. The operator of the motorcycle, an adult male, died at University of Maryland Shock Trauma Center. After an attempted shooting on a school bus last month, Prince George's County School Bus Drivers Union calling on the school system to beef up security.
When you look at security across all Prince George's County work sites, it's seriously lacking.
Local 2250 Union President Martin Diggs says his drivers and everyone in the Prince George's County school system needs to be better protected.
I believe that they need to have more than just a bus driver on that bus. They need to have additional aides on the bus.
He says what happened to Natalie Brower, the driver who witnessed three suspects board an attempt to shoot a student on her vehicle, will keep happening unless there's greater oversight and presence.
Because if they get hurt and they're driving the bus, they have to be transported in an ambulance. Who's going to stay with the kids on the bus?
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
It's 11:07. There's a shortage of lifeguards across the nation, and it's forced swim pools in our area to come up with some new recruitment methods.
Like many pools, the Greenbelt Aquatic Center is actively hiring. Coordinator Cynthia Brown tells WTOP, in addition to young adults, she's reaching out to retirees who may have been lifeguards years ago and also those who may have considered the job at one time and could be interested. She emphasizes you don't have to be a perfect swimmer, just have the desire to learn and be available. The Vienna-based American Lifeguard Association says across the country, about half of the nation's 309,000 public pools could be forced to close their doors or reduce hours. Greenbelt facility is keeping hours stable, but recruiting is a top priority. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
The warmer weather can sneak up on us quickly, sometimes a little too fast for the safety of pets. Vets reminding you to get your furry friends ready for the heat now.
Michelle Riley has two 11-year-old pugs, Oscar and Ollie. She knows the rules for pet summer safety.
Checking out for the hot asphalt, that's one thing that a lot of people forget.
Something else, summer brings mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, which can carry dangerous heartworms.
Summer is absolutely the time of year when you want to make sure that your dogs are prevented against those types of things.
Her pet's vet, Dr. Peter Eag at the Poolsville Veterinary Clinic, agrees. One of his biggest no-nos, leaving your pets inside vehicles, even if the windows are down.
1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, no way. 85 degree temperature outside, it's 120 degrees inside the car within 10 minutes.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather.
A rebound for the nation's job openings. I'm Mark Hamrick with the surprising details just ahead in my report.
It's 11:08. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and here's good evening to Rich Hunter in the WTOP Traffic Center.
All right, Ian, if you're traveling on the Beltway in Maryland, lots of work tonight. First, on the outer loop of the Beltway, they are working between the Northwest Branch Bridge and Georgia Avenue. Two lanes to left get you by that work zone. Then on the inner loop of the Beltway, work between New Hampshire Avenue and Route 1 in College Park. Two left lanes get you by. There's a break. Next work zone starts just before the Greenbelt Metro and extends to a point just beyond the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Two left lanes get you by there. And that is causing a delay for folks coming south on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway just after NASA Goddard, getting down to exit onto the inner loop of the Beltway. Now, when you exit onto the inner loop of the Beltway, there is no merge area, so again, that's part of the reason why that ramp is backing up, and it's backing up onto the parkway as a result as well. Now, if you're traveling further south on the inner loop, as you approach and pass the exit for Joint Base Andrews, exit 9, two right lanes past the work there where they're doing some bridge work as well. Now, the big story has been the crash investigation closing. Southbound 395, the crash occurred just beyond Main Avenue. So again, all lanes are blocked. Traffic is diverted to Main Avenue. You can go no further. As a result of the crash investigation, the ramps are both DC 295 South and I-295 North to go inbound on the 11th Street Bridge, or east, or I should say west on 695. That is all closed off as a result. What we haven't heard is whether or not they've done that with the 3rd Street Tunnel. Believe you can get to southbound into the tunnel. However, we're not sure if you can exit to go south on 395 toward Virginia. You may be forced to go east toward southeast Washington as a result of this closure. Fairfax County has options to get you where you want to go, whether it's ride sharing with three, for free, or on the express lanes, Metrorail, or Fairfax County or bus service. Visit fairfaxcounty.gov, search commuter services to find out what works for you. Rich Hunter, WTOP Traffic.
The forecast from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Lots of sunshine dominated the day today, and this is going to be the trend for the week ahead, which is good news if you have any outdoor plans this week, but bad news in terms of our droughts. We didn't get a lot of rain over the weekend, and with not a lot of rain in the forecast for the week ahead, we do expect this drought to continue to expand and worsen with not a lot of significant rainfall chances until at least the middle parts of June. This week ahead, looking nice and sunny. Tomorrow, we're looking at highs near 82 degrees, mid-80s all the way through the week, with sunshine dominating the forecast through next weekend. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
It is a lovely night, 67 in Tysons. It is already 55 in Potomac, 67 downtown at L'Enfant Plaza. It's all brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence, decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Mark Hamrick.
A turn for job openings. I'm Mark Hamrick with a Bankrate.com personal finance minute. After three straight monthly declines, the nation's job openings rose back above the 10 million mark, according to the U.S. Labor Department. The increase of 358,000 jobs was led by, surprise, the retail sector. And the overall lift came despite fewer vacancies in government positions. At 10.1 million openings, there's been some cooling compared to the peak above of 12 million just over a year ago. Perhaps most remarkable is that compared to January 2020, there are more than 3 million additional job openings. With that, there's about 1.8 jobs open for every unemployed person. Despite an increased pace of layoffs and job cut announcements in recent months, there are signs that might be easing a bit. And it's worth noting the unemployment rate has remained historically low. All of this adding up to a generally positive environment for many workers. I'm Mark Hamrick.
Coming up on WTOP, will AI be the end of humanity? One person argues it may have already started. It's 11:12.
Get a precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax, they know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy, don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-893-4133. That's 800-893-4133. 800-893-4133.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
11:13.
The internet can be an all-you-can-eat buffet for identity thieves.
Ugh, so full.
Too many maiden names.
And social security numbers.
Where'd you find those?
By the password bar. Can't miss them.
LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss by monitoring your credit and bank statements. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Coming up Nats fall in the series finale to Philadelphia. Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
Hey there, it's Luke Garrett from WTOP's DMV Download Podcast, where we get up close and personal to the biggest ideas and names facing our region. On the latest episode, we cover the ongoing battle over concealed carry permits in Maryland, why the number of people approved to carry guns in public has more than tripled in the last year, and how you can keep your family safe from the growing threat of gun violence. Hear it all on the latest episode of WTOP's DMV Download Podcast. We'll see you there.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
11:15 with Ian Crawford. Thanks for spending what's left of your Sunday night with us. This past week, the brains behind AI development again warned the technology may put humanity at risk if we don't stop development and take a closer look at what we're doing. WTOP's Dimitri Soto speaks with independent tech journalist Bob Sullivan, who says we may have already lost our humanity by using technology for shopping and everything else just about, and hardly ever interacting with other human beings.
You know, with a lot of technologies, we sort of create things and ask questions later and don't think about the unintended consequences. So it's good we're talking about AI, but I am a believer that in some ways we've already lost a lot of these things that we say we're trying to protect with AI. Right now, the urge is to just press a button and get dinner delivered, or to go to a store and not talk to someone at a checkout counter. And some of these things are good for efficiency's sake, and some of them are even maybe healthy for people who have extreme social anxiety. But for most of us, those day-to-day interactions, they really add up to the sum total of what makes life worth living, as far as I'm concerned. You know, a gentle smile that you might make with the person who you get coffee from every morning. You know, instead now you run by. I mean, I go to Starbucks and I see these machines that just print out these little slips, and poor people behind the counter are just cranking out coffees, not even with a chance to look up from that machine. And I really wonder, what have we become?
You can understand the convenience, but what are we giving up, would you say?
Yeah, and the temptation is there all the time, right? I mean, these things are engineered to hit us at our weakest. The buy buttons are bright colors. In a lot of cases, it's cheaper to use these services even. But, you know, when you think about, again, you're giving up the human interaction, you're giving up a nice walk outside. And so the thing about the actual health impacts of that, there's a lot of follow-on impacts to this. And then there's this other concept that I think the mystics have talked about to us forever, which is, you know, patience is a virtue. Delaying gratification is a virtue. Getting everything that you want all the time immediately isn't necessarily healthy for us, and it leads to bad habits. And so, you know, I just think it's great, again, we're talking about the consequences of AI. It's great that we're talking about the consequences of ChatGPT and what's going to happen with students writing papers. But we should be looking at the ways that we use technology right now. And I think, you know, I'm pretty concerned about what I see and what I feel.
So it's taken us a while to get here. It's going to take us a while to dig out of this. Would you say the good first step is just what we've been discussing? The next time you're tempted to buy something over the phone, maybe you take that nice little walk and go to the store?
Do you really need to save the 4 minutes? You know, I think you can ask yourself this question on a daily basis. Every bad habit can become a good habit, right? We all encounter this every day with eating, with exercise, with things our doctor tells us. Let's think about this when it comes to technology, too.
Independent tech journalist Bob Sullivan, host of AARP's The Perfect Scam podcast, his Substack, where all these things are discussed, is called The Red Tape Chronicles. Quick look at the top stories we're working on tonight at WTOP. A loud boom startled people this afternoon from Annapolis to Burke, Virginia. Annapolis emergency managers say it was the sound of military aircraft breaking the sound barrier. A Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is criticizing China for conducting serious aerial intercepts in the South China Sea. Saudi Arabia says it will cut oil production by 1 million barrels a day in an effort to raise prices. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th, back to the traffic center and Rich Hunter.
All right, crash investigation continues in the district, westbound freeway or 395 south. Everyone diverted to Main Avenue as a result of the ongoing crash investigation, crash which occurred just beyond that exit. So as a result, believe you cannot get to the westbound or southbound side of the freeway from the 3rd Street Tunnel. You're diverted to go eastbound as a result of this investigation. And folks from both I-295 and DC-295, no access to go inbound on the 11th Street Bridge as well. Everything is shut off there to reduce traffic volume while they continue their investigation. Now, if you're traveling in Virginia, out in Loudoun County, good news, 70 eastbound after Route 9. The cleanup and investigation of the earlier vehicle fire wrapped up and cleared. All lanes have been reopened. There's no leftover delay. Now, if you're traveling on 395 northbound near Duke Street, work zone blocks the left lane, stay right to get by. in Maryland. 270 southbound jammed as you leave Route 80 Urbana down past 109. We're down to a single lane to the right getting through the project. Believe that may be a paving project. So it is very slow there. Again, the paving on the Beltway. Outer loop between the Northwest Branch Bridge and George Avenue. Two left lanes get you by. Inner loop passing New Hampshire headed toward Route 1. Two left lanes past that work zone. A break. And then from the Greenbelt Metro toward the Baltimore-Washington Parkway down the two left lanes again. Inner loop as you approach and pass the exit for Joint Base Andrews. Two right lanes past the work there. Rich Hunter, WTOP Traffic.
Your forecast from 7 News First Alert. Meteorologist Mark Pena.
It was a beautiful day across the DMV. Temperatures topped out in the mid to upper 70s, and that low humidity felt nice when you headed outside. If you like the weather today, you'll like it for the week ahead. We got nothing but sunshine in the forecast basically all week long. There's an isolated shower chance possible Tuesday afternoon, but the vast majority of us are going to stay dry. Rainfall amounts look to be at a few hundredth of an inch of rain, if that. And then beyond that, looking sunny basically all week long. Temperatures will fluctuate from the low 80s to the upper 80s by around next weekend. No mention of significant rainfall chances until about a week from now to about 8 or 9 days from now. So enjoy the nice stretch of dry and sunny weather. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
62 in Chantilly, Columbia. 61 at 67 downtown at Penn Quarter. Brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, when you have that cup of joe or spot of tea, could be what robs you of your sleep. It's 11:21.
Diamonds Direct takes our most popular offer ever up to the next level. Now, for a limited time, you can make any purchase and take advantage of special financing for up to 5 years. Or get $5,000 off. Get the lowest possible monthly payment or get a generous cash credit. It's all about giving you more. Design the ring of your dreams with our most flexible finance options and best savings ever offered. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com. On approved credit.
Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at School can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. As a parent, I know how migraine impacts my daughter's ability to learn. Every child deserves the chance to flourish in school. Visit migraineatschool.org. Sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients.
There are a thousand ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are a thousand ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
This is WTOP News.
It's 11:23. Does this sound like you? Work is almost over. Nothing sounds better than an afternoon cup of coffee or maybe a spot of tea to get you through the rest of the day. A sleep specialist says, not so fast.
Caffeine is a wonderful way to be alert and to wake up and taste delicious. But as with so many things, you can overdo it.
That's Dr. Richard Friedman, a psychiatry professor at Cornell University. He says that afternoon pick-me-up will cost you later and cut into your sleep.
There's a self-sustaining cycle, which, you know, you need caffeine to wake you up from your poor sleep the night before, only setting you up, if you drink enough of it during the day, for another night of poor sleep.
Add in a nightcap to calm you down. Dr. Friedman says your sleep will suffer even more.
Keep the caffeine use to the morning.
Luke Garrett, WTOP News.
Virginia is loosening its requirements for state jobs in an effort to attract more talent.
Degree requirements and preferences for nearly 90% of Virginia's state jobs will be eliminated beginning July 1st. Governor Glenn Youngkin's administration says the goal is to give equal consideration to all qualified applicants. In a statement, Youngkin went on to say the goal is to, quote, improve hiring processes, expand possibilities and career paths for job seekers, and enhance our ability to deliver quality services. State agencies advertise an average of 20,000 openings a year. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
It's 11:24 Sunday. Talk show moderator Chuck Todd says he's leaving Meet the Press after a tumultuous near decade on the NBC political panel show. Larry Sabato is a political analyst and a friend of Todd's.
You know, he's done this for close to a decade. And, you know, in any job, I think you can get stale. And the success that you may have is determined in part by one question. Do you know when to get off the stage?
Todd will be replaced on the program by NBC White House correspondent Kristen Welker. She will be the first black moderator of Meet the Press and the first woman since the very first Meet the Press moderator, Martha Roundtree, left the show in 1953. Todd will remain at NBC in a new role as chief political analyst.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
Here's Frank Hanrahan.
Can't give up five homers and win many baseball games. Nats did just that. Giving up five dingers, 11-3 loss to the Phillies. Kyle Schwarber hit a pair of three-run homers for the Phillies against his old team. And skipper Davey Martinez about those home runs.
We're throwing too many balls up, too many breaking balls in the zone up. We got to start throwing belt balls down. Like I said all along, you know, when we throw the ball down, we're really good. So we got to start, you know, throwing all down. A misses, they got to be down.
Nationals now 25-34 on the season. Day off on Monday. They get Arizona on Tuesday night. Orioles go out west, take 2-3 from San Francisco, win 8-3. Tyler Wells strikes out a career high 9. As the Orioles are 37-22 on the season. NBA Finals. How about the Miami Heat knocking off the Denver Nuggets in Game 2 of their best of 7 series? So this series now swings to Miami for Game 3, but the Heat not given much of a chance. Take Game 2 in Denver. On the PGA Tour, Victor Hovland wins at the Memorial. Novak Djokovic, Carlos Alcaraz getting closer to a semifinal matchup in the French Open. Both win, and they're into the quarterfinals. Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Coming up after traffic and weather, military jets scrambled to intercept a plane that flew into restricted airspace over the district, triggering a sonic boom felt from Annapolis to Woodbridge. That plane later crashed. It's 11:27.
Oh, it's all good. Ever since I met my new friend, Optima Health, I've gotten the spring back in my step. That's because Optima Health understands residents in Northern Virginia want only the good stuff from their health plans. I'm talking about discounts on fitness